It is oh so important to have a group of people around you, friends, family, caregivers, and we want you to know that you are not alone. And that is a great segue to my guest right now here on the Midday Show, Joseph Yurgovich, the Executive Director of Cancer Lifeline, a longtime listener of KEXP. And I thank you so much for all the work you do and for coming in today to talk about Cancer Lifeline, an amazing resource for people with cancer and their families.
Thank you so much for having me, Cheryl. I appreciate that.
First of all, can you tell me a little bit about what Cancer Lifeline's mission is?
Well, our mission is to optimize and improve the quality of life for all people with cancer or affected by cancer. So that includes the patient, survivors, and caregivers.
And this, it's great that you're here to talk about this because this is an incredible resource that is available to people. And it's outside maybe the care that they might be getting at a cancer treatment center where they might be getting chemotherapy or radiation or surgery or what have you, whatever their treatment is. This is a resource that they can go out and seek that provides additional support. What kinds of support?
Wow, we've got a lot, so I'll give you the list. First of all, people can call our lifeline, which is open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 5. We have a 1-800 number for that, which is 1-800-255-5505. And people can call and get emotional support or get connected to other resources in the community. We also have Lifeline Online, which is an instant messaging feature, and I would direct people to go to our website, and you can log on directly from that portal. And that you can get the same sort of support, you know, for stress management, the anxieties of treatment, or just other emotional support in the instant messaging format. Then we have a lot of in-person services. We work with a number of area hospitals, such as Evergreen Health, Valley Medical Center, Virginia Mason, Overlake. We also are working with SCCA's Proton Therapy Center and UW Medicine at Northwest Hospital, where we provide in-person programming support. And those support can range from support groups, your traditional support groups, to informational presentations and classes, you know, great nutrition demonstration programs. People get to really experience and watch an instructor make the food and then incorporate that into their lives. And other educational classes along those lines. And then we also offer financial support for low-income patients. So not only do we give them direct financial aid to help them during, you know, this really difficult time, but we also give them resources to other community organizations that might have similar pockets of funds for patient support.
Can you talk just a little bit more about that? Because I know that the cost can be overwhelming for some people. I mean, the cost of treatment for this egregious disease is overwhelming and can be a little bit staggering when you have to have your mind on so many other things. So a lot of the services that you just described are free. Is that right? The workshops?
Everything is free that Cancer Lifeline does.
Wow.
We don't charge.
Say that again.
That. Everything is free. So, yeah, I would strongly encourage people to check out our, you know, our website, of course. You asked me a little bit more about the financial services. That's really important. We do, in collaboration with our friends at Komen Puget Sound, many years ago we started a fund that was specifically for breast cancer patients. And then several years ago we had a patient, a social worker, who was very connected in the community, and she wanted to see a fund for all other types of cancers, which we weren't able to offer at the time, and helped us seed that fund. And every year we've been growing it exponentially. So we've improved the number of people we served for about 72% over the last 3 years in that fund. So that's for people who are low income, and they do have to go through an application process.
But that could be funds to help them pay for treatment? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They usually use the funds for more emergency personal services, if you will.
Or living,
you know,
life.
Exactly. You know, the increased costs in their lives to get to and from treatment. You know, the keeping the lights on in the winter, the lights in the heat is a big one.
So important.
It's such a great resource in the community.
It's great to hear that there's a resource put together for cancers other than breast cancer. There's so much research, so much funding going towards breast cancer, which I'm grateful for. I have had the benefit, you know, of that research myself. But, you know, there's so many different types of cancer, and many of those types of research not as well funded. And to have resources for people with other types of cancer is so important.
Yeah, there are many types of cancers that don't have these type of support networks out in the community. So that's the importance of our fund. And our fund serves individuals in all 16 of Washington's western Washington counties. And the same with the fund that we run with Comb and Puget Sound. So that will cover any type of cancer for low-income patients.
We'll put some of those, or all of those, ways to get in touch and contact on our website, but that's a lot to remember.
Yeah.
What's just one website where people can go and get, like, all the different ways that you said that you can get in touch, and that also just lists the different options for support?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd start with our website, which is www.cancerlifeline.org, all one word, and that's a good place to start. You can navigate and look at our classes through the classes drop-down menu, and then there's also a drop-down for other services, which you can check out as well, and then the financial assistance programs, the support groups, all the different classes that are listed all around the community are there. We offered more than 800 different in-person programs just in 2018, and we plan to do more in 2019. And some of our newest, you know, groups are growing, unfortunately, is the Young Adult Cancer Support Group. And as more instances of individuals under the age of 45 are having cancer diagnosis, we're there to meet those needs. Mm. In fact, we'll be starting a caregiver group for young adults in May.
I was just about to ask, are there resources available for people that are not themselves going through cancer? And you say for caregivers, loved ones.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that's always touched me about your show is, you know, it's grabbing both the individual who could be the patient or a survivor, but also the people who care for them. And we don't make people sign up and define how they're connected to cancer. We use the honor system, and we use it well, and haven't seen any abuse of that. So we really encourage people, you know, if you're going through treatment and you're sick, you may not be able to drive yourself to an appointment. So if your friend is driving you around and helping you out, bring them to the class too. They're welcome.
That's wonderful.
It is, absolutely. It's great.
Thank you so much for this wonderful and amazing resource. What does a day for you look like on a regular basis?
Gosh, it really varies. It's an interesting job. I was the program director for Cancer Lifeline for 8 years before I was in this role. And so it was a little bit more program focused. Mm-hmm. So I still am very intimately involved in the creation and the implementation of the programs. We've got an amazing staff. So working with them is just actually a pleasure. And that's, people find that odd because it's such a hard job. We meet so many people. We fall in love with so many people who are using our services, and not everyone survives. Yeah. And that's, you know, part of it. And so the day can be up and down. Today, this morning, was a big fundraiser for Cancer Lifeline, so we can keep going. So we had our annual Breakfast with Friends event over at the Bell Harbor Conference Center this morning. So hopefully I'll find out later today how well it went. That's a typical day today.
Well, thank you, with such an important event going on today, for coming up and talking with us. Joseph, the work you do is so important, and I want to repeat that your services are free to people who are battling cancer or the people that are caring for them or love them, and it's so important what you're doing. And remember Cancer Lifeline when you're thinking about organizations that you want to support doing good work in
the
community.
You.
Joseph, thank you so much. I have another email or message that I want to read from a listener. This one comes from Darren, who says, "First off, I have to say that this is a great idea. My wife and I listen every year. For my wife and I, this combination of KEXP and SCCA is a significant one. Music and the music on KEXP is a big part of our lives, and I was treated at SCCA, and they saved my life. We have a tile on KEXP and a brick at SCCA as a small payback of what we've received and are so thankful. In 2002, I was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma that had spread to my lungs. Following my diagnosis, we met with the first of many people at SCCA and started treatment in early 2003. We can't say enough about everyone we dealt with. Schedulers, nurses, techs, doctors, they all treated us with so much care and respect for the situation we were in and how we were going to deal with it. Over the next 9 months, my treatment involved chemotherapy and a few stays in the hospital at University of Washington. After completing the standard treatment, we received news that most but not all of my cancer was gone. At this point, the decision was made that I would need a stem cell transplant, something that was pioneered at SCCA Fred Hutch. My stem cell transplant in early 2004 went as planned, and I was able to recover faster than expected. Years later, we are still so thankful for the care I received and the things we've been able to experience since my treatment ended. Darren, thank you so much for sharing that wonderful story. And Joseph, it just goes to show how important the work you do and the resources that you provide are to the people. Thank you again for coming up today.
Thank you so much for having me, Cheryl.
Reach out to Cancer Lifeline if you have any need of those very supportive services, and you can visit their website. Say that one more time.
www.cancerlifeline.org.
Thank you so much.